Hello and welcome to Thursday's GSFM. I'm Ger Sweeney. Thank you for joining me today. We're heading towards the weekend. It won't be long, no, as the fella said when he cut the dog's tail. That's right. The Mystery Voice makes a welcome return today. Thank you to those that were asking for it to be returned. As you know, things have been quite hectic for me over the last week or 10 days. That has managed to settle itself down now. Thankfully, with a good result as well. So we'll be able to go back to our Mystery Voice and just, I wanted to be sure that I didn't miss anything. You know how it is. 21st of July today, that's coming up very shortly. But first, let's see what was happening down through the years on this date. Well, in 1733, John Winthrop was granted the first honorary Doctor of Law degree given by Harvard College in Cambridge, Massachusetts. In 1873, Jesse James and his gang pulled off their first train robbery. They took $3,000 from the Rock Island Express at Adair in Indiana. In 1954, the Geneva Convention partitioned Vietnam into North Vietnam and South Vietnam. It was in this day in 1959 that a U.S. District Court judge in New York City ruled that Lady Chatterley's lover was not a dirty book. All right, fair enough. 1968, Arnold Palmer became the first golfer to make $1 million in career earnings after he tied for second place at the PGA Championship. In 1987, Guns N' Roses released their debut album. What a wonderful album it was, too. It was called Appetite for Destruction. And in 2007, a seventh and last book in the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, was released. There we go. And 4 years on, we have just seen the release of the second part of the movie of that book. So there we go. Happy birthday to GSFM friends Linda O'Donoghue, Alan O'Mara and Tracy Rogers. Hopefully you'll all have yourselves a wonderful day today. And thank you for being GSFM friends. Hope you're enjoying it. Indeed. Ernest Hemingway was born on this day as well. He was born though in 1899, many, many years ago. Janet Reno was born in 1938. She was the Attorney General of the US from 1993 to 2001. Cat Stevens was born in 1947 and Robin Williams was born in 1952. Do you want to hear the Mystery Voice? Okay, now the quality isn't great, so I apologize for it. Take a listen.
Friendship.
Friendship, he is saying. Take a listen again.
Friendship.
I was going to use a longer clip, but the accent now would just give it away.
Friendship.
There we go. Any ideas? We'd love to hear from you. Let us know, please. Alrighty. What have we got now for you? Our useless fact. Yes, indeed, our useless fact. I told you I'd tell you about a place called Pig's Eye. Well, St. Paul, Minnesota was originally called Pig's Eye, and it was named after a man by the name of Pierre Pig's Eye Parent, who set up the first business there. So there we go. Wonder when they changed the name. We know why, but wonder when. Tomorrow, I'm going to tell you about the cleanest air in the world. Join me? Lovely. Look forward to that. In the meantime, enjoy Thursday. Look forward to your company on Friday. From me, Ger Sweeney, at all of international headquarters here at the heart of the Banner County. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye now.